Dean, how good does it feel as a Villa man to win at West Bromwich?
Yeah, really good. I mean, you know, it's a local game. We've come here and we've performed excellently today. I think it's our third 3-0 away from home this season, which shows that we're in a really good place on the back of, you know, two good performances, you know, from Wolves and Burnley. But we took the game to them from the start today and controlled it for the 90-odd minutes and really good performance.
What's been the difference this season, Dean? Last season, it was a fight to stay up. You stayed up with, you know, point to spare in the end. Only two away wins last season throughout the season. This season, five already.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before, lockdown was a really good period for us. It got us time to refocus. We had a lot of new players who are now accustomed to the Premier League, and we've added quality in the short summer that we had. And, you know, when you've got them ingredients all together, usually makes a good team, and I feel we're looking a good team at the moment.
So often when a club bring in a new manager, they get a bit of a bounce. Was that a worry for you going into this game? Was that something you talked to your players about?
We knew that there was the opportunity for West Brom to have that bounce with Sam coming in, but we also knew that we were in good form as well. So we didn't concentrate too much on West Bromwich Albion, simply because, you know, when a new man comes in, you don't know what he's going to do. So we concentrated solely on ourselves and what we wanted to do in the game. And I thought we took the game to them from the start.
How important was it that your players kept playing the right way? You got that extra man on the pitch for quite a long time, of course, but the second goal wouldn't come. But they didn't panic, kept playing the right kind of football. How much did that please you?
Yeah, I mean, there were times last season when we played against 10 men and we didn't use the ball as well as we did tonight. You know, we've learnt an awful lot, as I've said. I thought we kept going side to side, moving the ball and waiting for them spaces to open up. And yeah, we've missed some chances where we could have scored earlier. And I'm not too sure Ollis was offside, if I'm honest. I mean, they can show me these red lines till the cows come home, but their lad's shoulder looks like it's ahead of Ollie. So I'm disappointed for Ollie, you know, but we kept doing the right things, as you say, and in the end worked our goals.
El Ghazi got his first goal of this season last week, another two for him tonight. He suddenly looks like he's got that bit of confidence back again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he hasn't started the season with us because we've had a pretty settled team the way we started, and, you know, a couple of injuries have given them the opportunities. You know, Trezeguet's got injured, but Ross Barkley got injured, and it's given the opportunities to Bertrand Traore and Ghazi, and have certainly taken them over the last few performances.
And Traore tonight, lovely finish for his goal.
Yeah, great finishing, that's what he can do. He took it really early, you know, I'm not sure Sam expected that, and, you know, a great finish and a great ball for the first as well for Ghazi.
So you're into the top half now, Dean. It's a crackpot season in many respects. It's great for us neutrals. People are wondering who's going to be involved in the title challenge. Should we throw in Aston Villa's name there, or is it too early?
No, that's way too early. We've got a few games to catch up still, you know, Manchester City and Newcastle, which were games that we haven't played yet. So we're still playing catch up on the rest of them.